mobile and monitoring.
Anybody on the radio these days? WU2T Mobile.
Me, KK4FU. What are you doing out and about, Rusty?
I'm headed to barbershop rehearsal.
My car is all night.
You all night for?
What to do? Chase and make sure the parts get put on them.
Okay. Well, that'll keep you out of trouble. Or else it'll get you into a whole heck of a lot more.
It'd be either one of those. Just depends on what's going on.
Where do you work these days, boy? I said, where are you working these days?
Between 101 and Brockman McClyman, BMW.
Somebody else told me another thing to use with those letters the other day, and I won't say it on the air. Somebody probably sent me a nasty gram if I did. Anyway, well, I haven't heard you in a while, so I heard you on here and thought I'd say hello. Like I said, I'm on my way to rehearsal, so, I got plenty of time. Don't have to be there till 7, but I get there early, and then I can sit there and listen to my rehearsal tapes.
Not till 7 either, but I got to early start leaving because I never know what this crazy stuff on 85 is going to be.
Me going that way, I don't like that road anymore.
Northbound going towards Brockman and McClyman isn't too bad, but going past Pelham the other direction seems like it's always a parking lot.
Get off at what, 7 o'clock in the morning?
Actually, I get it. The line stops at 6:10, so I'm normally out of there by 6:30. So normally, if people drive like they have any sense, which rarely happens, I can make it through there with no issues and be almost to my exit by 7 o'clock.
That's good. Just be careful out there on that thing. That place out there is an accident waiting to happen. That's all I can say about it.
Going about every day.
Last month, end of June, 1st of July, I went down to Florida for 3 weeks. I saw 3 on the way down on between 26 and 95, and I saw 4 on the way back between 95 and 26. So go figure. Of course, coming through Columbia, there weren't any wrecks because nobody could do more than 35 miles an hour on the road coming back because it was raining that hard.
One month went to one of my long weekends, went down to Beaufort to see my daughter. It took us 7 hours to get down there because of accidents on 26 between here and Columbia.
Surprise me. Doesn't surprise me at all. Oh, coming over here, going into Duncan where we rehearse, where they're doing all this work over here on Burns High School. They're adding on to it. They took a section out of the middle of one of their wings, and now they're going to make another wing going off the back of there and feed into it too. So all kinds of construction going over here at this school. Everybody's always building something new, they say.
They must be doing some kind of construction there at 290 and 85.
Yep, they're doing some work on the bridges and around, yeah. When I get out of here tonight, they'll be cranking up for the evening, unless it's pouring rain. And then of course, they may still be cranking up. I don't know if these folks work in the rain or not. But usually when I leave here on Monday night headed home, which is around 9 o'clock, they're getting ready. They're putting out their barriers and getting their signs up and get everything ready to do the work. So they let you know. Anyway, so I'm almost to where I'm going to be. How close are you to work?
10 miles on this interstate, as they call it.
That big parking lot out there.
Now it's not a parking lot, KK4FTU Mobile.
Over here in Duncan that has got Exxon gas, and they've got regular unleaded for paying cash $3.419 a gallon. How about that?
It up above the house off of 88 that I paid $3.17 for yesterday.
Well, now I got to, since one of our guys parked crooked is blocking 2 parking places, I got to figure out how to find me a parking place I can get into here. All But we'll talk to you later. I'm here. Be careful out there. We'll talk to you later. KK4FU, W2T73s.
Hey, Rusty, and have a good practice. W2T, KK4FU, clear and monitoring.